שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר תיקוני הזוהר.
We are reading in the corrections of the Zohar. We are in correction number, the fifth correction, starting with two kills. You can follow the lesson on our site and send questions. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. Two killings, a killing to the thief and to the embezzler punishment. Due to that, one who pawns his friend needs to return his pawning on the time that is needed, since he has no other. As it is written, as you should give back the avot, meaning if you shall sabotage the peace of your friend until the son shall bring it back. This is in the soul of man speaking. If you shall sabotage the nefesh ruach, the completion of your friend is spirit of the Ruach. If you shall sabotage tefillin of the hand on the head, shlamot of your friend shall cover the mitzvah until the come of the sun, as it was said that the sun will protect the creator. Bring him back until he will be collected from him, as it is written that it shined and rose and show the Son of righteousness and heals with its wings, which are the wings of the mitzvah, which are the tefillin of the wings of a dove, the wings of the mitzvot of tzitzit. It is the dress to his skin, the leather of the tefillin, and if you do not bring back these coverings before it is collected from him, the Son is the Creator, which is said about that the Son will bring you. That's how your soul will be collected from there, as it was said, and his throne is as the sun against me, measure against measure. Because of this, until the sun shall come back and bring him back, not to the poor who is righteous or the Shekhinah which is in exile. But it is as in the exile. Why is the Shekhinah like that? Certainly the sun which is the creator does not illuminate to her in the exile which is the night, and she remains in the darkness. Because of that, Israel needs to illuminate in exile in light and candle which is Torah and Mitzvah, the light of the Shema, the candle of Nefesh Ruach which is the sign of Nar. The houses of the tefillin to lay in the Shekhinah in exile and to cover the tzitzit to wrap in it while he lays. And because of that, if a person does not place tefillin and tzitzit, in what will he lay since it's in exile? It was said about it, blessed is the knowledgeable one who is in that day. And by these mitzvot, we inherit three knots, which are nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And in them, Israel should be called the upper to come down and call the Shekhinah to be in redemption in the upper, which is charity and healing in the wings for Israel, which is the hospitals in exile. And the charity is the upper Shekhinah upon which it was said, who will heal you? And it is 25 letters of the cryo Israel of Aravit and Shacharit, in which Israel comes down to pay off the Shekhinah. And in it times it places it and has mercy upon it, as it's written, in the grace of the world, he places it. And due to that, Neshama and Ruach and Nefesh are the laying of the Shekhinah in exile. And it's written, and he laid in his salva and bracha. And due to that, the mitzvot are on the Shekhinah while he lays. And about the Neshama, it was said, she lays in your lap to keep the openings of your mouth, so it will not dwell there if you do not pay. As it is written, if you have nothing to pay, why should it take your laying from under you? Ruach and Nefesh remain orphans, and if the Neshama moves with the mitzvot of the Torah, they are placed on the sins in the body, judgment to pay off, and the mitzvot that were to do remain in the Neshama due to the sins that are taken from the wicked, from the dwelling which is the Neshama, and if you shall sabotage shlamot of your friend. And if you have sins and there are merits, they are freed from the sins with merits. And it said that his reward is in his loss. And immediately his return to the body until this come of the sun, which is to come from the sun to bring it back. As a person is sleeping, the neshama rises from him and it does not come down to the body until it is ridden from all the sins that a person did on that day. And because of that, he pawns it in that courthouse of above, because the slanderer rises after her to demand judgment from her and forth four deaths of the house of death. And two were said about above, and the two that are revealing the nakedness of the Torah. Rewarded is one who keeps it every day. And while the sins are great, and a person borrows the sins on the Mashkon is the Neshama, which does not come back to him, it is all in judgment, which judges him in Gvura, the great courthouse, every night, at 12 hours and 72 moments, as the calculation of Chesed, which is the matter of the throne. And the secret of the matter is you shall deposit in the mornings and trust us later. There are sins that are in hiding and cannot be testified by the angels who go with the Neshama, which was said of, for his angels shall command for you. The Neshama testifies, the Shekhinah testifies upon them if he will hide in the concealment, because Shekhinah is on his head. As it was said, know what is above you. An eye sees and an ear hears, and all your deeds are written in the book. At times the Neshama would not admit the sins that were demanded by the evil inclination, and the evil inclination worries about this, and they go to the judgment and are judged by those who are sworn, and it is cleared by that and paid off. There are sins which is on the hands of each person, and he will sign, and they are shown the signature of his hand, and there are sins that are on condition that he put in order to pay them in this world, and the sins that are in its place will be demanded in the sins of 20 years. And there are sins below that were said that until 20 years he is punished below and not above. And there are sins that are punished above and demanded above and the great courthouse. And because of them, they are pawned the soul above and are not allowed to bring her down. But the sins that are punished for below are not punished above and are not detained there. And there are the sins of the Neshama, which are charged from every place as one who curses his father and mother, as it is said, he shall put to death. And from the courthouse above and the courthouse below, which are judged in two judgments. And because of this sin, every place you find them high, it is charged from, and every place that is found below, it is charged from. And there is no mitzvah that has no permission to be protected. And there are sins that are judged in harsh judgments for the soul. And the mitzvah will come, which is the queen, like the mitzvah of tefillin, and protects him and spreads her wings upon it. And there's no permission for the slanderer to come close. And there are sins that the queen has no permission to protect, as it's written, if you were to take from my altar, to take, to die. But the mitzvot have handmaids from those mitzvot that are in order to receive a reward. Even though they will come to protect her, they are taken by the slanderers under their permission. And there are other sins that were called the disputes of the judges. The sins that are disputed are deviated towards chesed and judged in the neshama to the judgments of fortunes. And there are those who are disagreed upon and are deviated to merit and to the demerit and judged to the judgments of the souls, which are the merits that increase the sins and are judged in the judgments of taking all their rewards and the mercy that is given there. Above, there is no difference in the face of a righteous and a wicked, hence they need to be equalized. Below, according to the judgment of a righteous with a wicked from the side of the truth, the middle pillar. And the judgment will not be in the way of doing judgment for one, as in the judgment above it is said, he shall not carry his face or take any money. And he should judge him below and change from the judgment above and deny the deed of Bereshit and not say that he is loyal like this. And this is below the judges and guards that you should put in all your gates to judge the bodies, as there are guards and judges above to protect the soul. And you should not respect this more than that. They are both in equality in the judgment who need to be heard before the judge, and they should not speak before the judge asks them and gives them permission to speak. And they shall be in fear before him because the Shekhinah dwells upon them. And one who demands truth is as if he observes the world with the judgment of truth. As it is written, one who judges the judgment of truth, as if he observes that truth will grow from truth, from the land. And who has placed a lie drops the truth and puts them to the ground. And who is a judgment who judges the judgment of truth? And certainly one who judges the judgment of truth is as if he's taking the Shekhinah from Israel and the exile and brings and raises them. Rabbi Shimon rose on his feet and raised his hands above and praised the Creator and said, Master of the universe, do for the Shekhinah which is in exile. And if she has been in oath, Abba ve'ima, which are Chochmah and Binah, can do Hatara, which is like the Creator of armies advised, and who will deny? And the student swore, and if he swore or made an oath, a son that is Vav, he will not pay it off until it be in exile in a known time, and the oath or the swear is in the Biyah, which are Chub. And he is regretful, as there are three people who can rid him from it, and these are the three patriarchs above against them. And if not, you will regret. I ask of you, and from all those of the seminary above and below, for you to do for Moshe that did not move from the Shekhinah anywhere he went. And he brought peace between you and her many times. And he gave himself to death for it and for his sons, as it is written, and if there isn't, erase me from your book that you wrote. And if it's an oath from the side of Abba Ve'ima, and he doesn't want, I rise against that one which was said that it would be wondrous before you, a matter that it said that it, that is wondrous of you, do not demand to resolve the oath. And even though divinity is in exile, relative to her husband in the period, he has to be purified in the waters of Torah, the living water that do not stop. And he separates from her the blood of the period, which is Lilith, that does not come close with, which is the sin of the soul that defiles her. And she has no permission to raise the soul towards her husband to that place that she was given from. And she was judged from judgment to judgment between the judgments of the souls and the judgments of fortunes. There's one who frees himself from his fortune and one from his soul, and then from infliction to infliction. As it's written, she sat alone, as she's important as exile in divinity, as a leper who said he sat alone outside the camp. This is certainly the exile, which is outside the land of Israel, which is the seating place of the letter Hay. And if the source could not open until he opens that one who closed it, I will recover him for Yud Ke Vav Ke, which is the unification, and for the clothings that he clothes. Immediately her source opens and the Shekhinah is purified. In the secret of the matter, Mikveh Israel, he saves him certainly, that salvation certainly, the source of the Mikveh. The sixth correction. This is the 26th correction. Bereshit are two fire, Shteish. And these are the two Ishim, which are the creator and the ways of the fire. It's written, Samchuni Bashishot in two Ishot. Why? They said, Samchuni, support me in the nights of the Sabbath, the Neshama, that is above, additional comes to the lower Shekhinah in exile and says you shall not rise again. And when the exit of the Sabbath departs, the Neshama goes and Vainafesh. Vainafesh received revival because it departs and Vinefesh. And there is no one who supports her. And this is why it says to Israel, support me with Ashishot, which is the places of the fire. What are these? The two Torot, that are etched from the fire that is the God in the measure of fire. And what is it? The teaching of the Creator to lips which are called the flames of fire, which are the two apples from which the Spirit of the Messiah emerges, upon which it was said, and the Spirit of God rests upon him. The daughter of the king that was in the sick place from the love of her husband, when her husband went, she fell to lay, and she cries out and says, support me with Ashishot. She is in the house of the afflicted, and she says, cover me in the apples that grew in the trees of the forest, and these are the trees of perfume. The third elder rose and said, Rabbi, Rabbi, after all, we are in differentiating in the trees of perfumes, and from here onward, she does not say, but the apples. But we bless for the trees of perfumes, because it was said of them, in the scent of your nose like apples, and moreover, like all the types of perfumes are good to bless upon. And we who do this with the Hadas is because it has three leaves, which are called the three Hadasim, which imply the three fathers. But the three holes in the nose are against the two apples, which are the two prophets of truth, in which in the future the Spirit of Holiness will emerge, which is Moshe above, in which its nefesh settles. Because of this, it says, cover me with apples so that I will be lovesick. And in the eve of Sabbath, I rose to open for my beloved on the Sabbath. And when the Shabbat emerges, it says, and my beloved has eluded and passed. At that time, I asked him and I didn't find him. I called for him. He did not answer until I swore that when he comes another time and holds in his hand, I will hold his hand and not let him leave. As it was said, I gripped to him and I did not let go of him until I brought him to the house of my mother. This is the holy temple above, and to the house, to the room of my parent is the holy temple of below. And while he holds on to his hand in the last redemption, I shall not have like in other times. Thus every single redemption had in it, and it later blossomed from me. But in the last redemption, I hold on to him and connect him to several knots of love, so he will not move from me forever. As in each and every exile, he would go from me, and I would ask everyone who passes by, as it's written, I almost passed from them until I found that which my heart loves. And at times I would not find the one that would tell me nothing of him, and I would make an oath for him, all the people of the city, as it's written, I swear you, the daughters of Jerusalem, if you will find my beloved, what will you tell him? That I am lovesick. And several times as I lay at night, which are the exiles, I asked that which my soul loves, and there was no one to tell me, until he would come, and now in the last exile, my beloved ran away with great anger. And I asked of him, and I did not find one who would tell me anything. And because of this, I swear that when the time comes that he will come, I will hold on to his hand for him to not move from me. And I held on to him and not let go. I held on with the connection of the tefillin of the hand, and I will not let go in the tefillin of the head. Come and see her beloved when he comes to her. He will say about the two messiahs, we shall rise to the vines that are Israel, upon which it was said, for the vine of Israel, of the creator of armies of Israel, to see the vines blossoming, which is the Shekhinah in them, the pomegranates blossoms, which are the mitzvot filled as pomegranates. Rabbi Shimon rose and said, elder, elder, we shall rise to the vines. After all, there are vines that are not Israel. Like I was put there in the vines, my vine I did not free up. And these are the mixture of the multitude of masses which are mixed in Israel in exile. And due to this, when the Creator will come to the divinity, he will say about her, kiss, we shall rise up to the vines, and we will see if the vine has blossomed in her. It was said that the vine of the Creator's armies is the house of Israel. The pomegranates have sprouted as these are filled as mitzvot of the pomegranate. And I shall give you my beloved, the beloved I will give them to you, for the autumn has passed, and the governance of the rest of the appointees of the nations and the reign has passed and the control of the multitude of masses has passed. At that time I will say to her, return, return, Shulamit, which are the two temples, the first and the second temple below. Return, return in the first temple above and the second among above, and we will shall observe you. Another thing, return, return four times in the four letters which are Adni, and we shall observe you in the four letters of His, which are Havaya. The Creator says about Israel, four times return in the Shekhinah in repentance, and we shall observe you in four cups of redemption, which are in Pesach. As Israel are obliged to drink four cups, like the four redemptions, return, return in four unifications of yours, and we will observe you with four animals, and we'll observe you in the heavens and the land. And immediately they will rejoice in the heavens, and they will dance on the land, and they will say in the nations where the Creator is the King. At that time the sprouts were seen in the land. These are the fathers. The merits are revealed on the Shekhinah, which is the land of life, and upon her sons, upon which it was said, and your seed was as the dust of the land. The time of the blossoms have come, and the songs will come to Moses and the people of Israel. The time, the sound of the dove has been heard in the land. All those who look in you have seen together, they will be rejoiced in the eye as we return to Zion. At that time, the Creator praises her, as it's written, your head is upon you as the Carmel. This is the tefillin of the head. And the straps are hanging from here and from there, as Zmorot, which are the Carmel, which hang from a vine, and your head is as Argaman. This is the prayer of the arm. And what was being indigent in the exile of the poor is like the prayer of the poor to be clothed as Argaman in the secret of Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel, Michael, Nuriel, the king who is prohibited in the Ratim. This is the Creator, Havaya, to be prohibited in her four homes, which are Adni, four rooms of the brain, which should be prohibited in Ratim like this, Havaya Adni, for your name in you and your name is in you. And this is the secret of Amin from Argaman. Your head upon you like the Carmel, this is the head of your words are truth. The poverty of your head as Argaman is the Shekhinah. King is Avraham. Prohibited is Isaac. And the knot of the tefillin on the left arm. In the Ratim is Jacob in the four rooms of the brain of the tefillin of the head, where it was said in the Ratim in the water troughs. Rabbi Shimon rose and said, let the holy armies rise, the upper and lower, to be seen in the adornments of the bride, as in the chuppot, the groom takes her there. He opened and said, Elijah, Elijah, come down here. You and the armies of the souls of the righteous for the upper and lower seminary to adorn the bride. Immediately, Elijah came down with several armies of angels and several souls. He opened and said, your head is upon you like the Carmel, bride, how corrected was your head in the tefillin, which is the glory upon your head, upon which it was said, your glory should be dressed upon you. And the strips are hanging on this side and on that side, as they were curls that were black as a raven, or as green as the Carmel, as green leaves that are in the vines of the Carmel. And that which was on the exile as in poverty, the poor of the pray for the poor is the tefillah on the prayer on the hand which is wrapped as in the poor in exile. So it's written the prayer for the poor shall be wrapped. And now it will be said it is in poverty like your head as Argaman. And the king is prohibited in Ratim. These are the four rooms of the brain. Four houses of prayer as in Ekir, as 21 names as the tefillin of the Rosh, of the head, and 21 names of the tefillin of the hand. And they rise in the calculation of Ekir. Ekir is the king that is prohibited in Ratim. As Ekir is Rosh, the head, Havaya we call him, and he is prohibited in all the names. Your head upon you, Carmel, your head upon you, bride, all your armies rise upon you, and the 60, which are the queens, which are the 60 Sidrei Mishnah, and they rise to 600,000, and these are the 80 concubines, and they rust the worlds that have no number, or the halachot that have no number or calculation, which are the roots of the hairs, the bride that has no calculation. And you, bride, rose upon them all. As it said, many girls have done armies, and you rose upon them all. Your head is upon you as the Carmel. Your hair is corrected in 13 corrections, which are the 12 charms, and the moon is 13. And the veins are the stars and the charms that are upon you, calculation, and their poverty of your head, as you were the moon under the stars. And it's written, and she were around, surrounded in the bottom and laying down at the head of them all, as Tergaman, which is Aman Yehadonai, and Adni, a king that is Havaya, prohibited near Radim, Argaman, Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel, Michael, Nuriel, the holy armies here. When the groom, which is the sun, will come to illuminate for the moon, she adorns with her hairs. And she's corrected with 12 beards, which are 12 charms. And these are the sun, which is the bride, which emerges from his chuppah. And he will be as a hero to run in the ways of the firmament. He will peek with her, certainly, as it's written, he looks at through the windows, through the cracks, to look at her at the firmament. He will yashish. What is the hero? What is the heroism in this? But the 12 windows in the firmament and all the armies slander with him, the gate guards. The sun adorns the letters of the tefillin, which is the name Havaya. And he clothes the gvura, as it's written, Havaya shall emerge as a gibor. And this is, he will yashish as a hero to run. And he breaches all the windows, which are all the firmament, and makes 12 paths like Moshe did upon the sea, and this is to run Orach. And because he takes at first from Gvura, the sun emerges Edom. Later it clothes in Chesed, which is white, and in it the anger of the sun is quieted, and emerges the middle pillar, in which it clothes with chesed and the white light, and it illuminates to the moon, and from the side of the heavens to the middle pillar. This is the side of the righteous, and its edges as its edges, which are the two pillars of truth. And in them there's nothing that's hiding from his smite. And this divinity of the upper is the sun, from which it was colored with a green color, which is mercy. At that time, the sun and the moon look as one, and there's nothing concealed from his smite, which is his chuppah. And at that time, she takes from the three colors to glorify before him in the three colors of the eye, which are white, red, green. At that time, he will say to her, turn your eyes from against me, which they have burned me with the flames of your love. And Rabbi Shimon, his two eyes are two precious tablets of the Torah, in which it was said the tablets of stone were written and written by the finger of God, written on both sides, and they are embroidered from 12 colors from this side and from 12 colors from that side, which are 24 sides, and upon which it was said, from this and from this they are written. This and this, two times, are 24 books. And they are 12 faces and 12 wings of the animals, as it is written, and the face of the lion to the right, the four of them, the color white of the eye, and the face of the bull to the left, to the four of them, the red color of the eye, and the face of the eagle to the four of them is the green color of the eye, as it was said, and the four faces to the one, and four wings to the one of them. After all, these are 24. Wings are the wings of the eye. And it was said of them, from this and from this they are written, and the animals that are written. And he called this to this and said, holy, holy, holy is the creator of armies, and his glory is filled on all the land. This to this certainly. As the tablets of the Torah upon which it was said that they were written from both their sides, from this and this they are written. There are tablets of stone that are written in the finger of God. The stone tablets, what is stone? This is the drinking stone from which the world was immersed. And this is the daughter of the eye, upon which it was said, one stone upon seven eyes. And these are the seven crusts of the eye, upon which it was said, on the seventh day, I praised you, and as is the Holy Malchut that was written, the bones that the stones that were put by the builders was the cornerstone. And what are the builders? These are the authors of the Mishnah who built the buildings of the world and make courtments and sentence the world, upon which it was said they became as cornerstone, upon which this is halacha for Moshe in Sinai and the Kabbalah for Moshe. And what was the daughter of the eye that is black, from which it illuminates the creator to the world, and from it it illuminates to her. And the eyes that illuminate in the Torah, it was said upon all the eyes will break upon you, and you give them their food at their time. A person should engage in them frequently, morning, afternoon, and evening, always, and look at the Creator with his eyes, as it is written, always the eyes of the Creator are in her, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And we always learned from always to always, tamid of the evening and the morning, from the always of the eyes of the Creator upon you. And always of the evening and the morning is the cry, O Israel. But here we learn that whoever reads the Kriyat Shema in the evening and the morning is less always, every day, as you have observed her, day and night in the Torah. As it's written, this book of Torah will not move from your mouth, and you will observe it day and night. And the book of Torah is the eye, the two wings of the eye, the two tablets, upon which it was said, always the eyes of the Creator your God is in it from the beginning of the year. And what is in her? In the daughter of the eye, which is the Shechina. And the wings of the eye were set about, open for me the gates of righteousness. The three colors as the individual and the collective, and these are Ekye, as I will Ekye. And these are the collective of all the Torah. Ekye, the collective, Ekye of the collective in the individual. The eyebrows of the eyes were set about the curls that are black as a raven, and these are Tilei Tilim, pillars of pillars. The forehead of the eyes, which is embroidered with colors and pictures of the Holy Temple of above, and its drawings and pictures in width and length, some thin and some great, upon which it was said, in the place that it was said to prolong, he is not permitted to shorten. He is not, and if it's to shorten, he is not permitted to prolong. To prolong from the side of the Vav, to shorten from the side of the Yud. I thought to conclude, no? The corrections as well, yes? We're continuing. The face of the queen is 49 faces that are pure, that illuminate like a rose, red and white, taken from the right and the left. The white color in the white of humility, and red in the shame of fear, the shame of fear. As it inverts to green, this is the groom that rises to the sun from the mother. And these three colors of the face depend on 72 faces as the calculation chesed. And they are yeru letters that are in the calculation gvura. And this is the secret of, and the creator passed the secret of ibur, which illuminates to the 40 faces. It's just written to four faces, one. And the vav ibur in this of the year is there are 13 months. And in them are the parentheses, and who, and I, and who. And Niem, him, is a woman which is impregnated. The secret of Ibur is Yesod, which is Yesod, a drop from which Ibur occurs, which is Vav. As Vav without a drop has no Ibur. And this is the mind where there is Chochmah. Vav is the nose that is instilled on the face, and it was said about it, and the Creator God created it there, and it was illuminated in white and red, and the nose, which goes in a straight way, is the imprint of truth. And if it's not in the way of truth, there is no insignia of the ring of the king. And because of this, the picture of the queen is the form of the image of the nose instilled on the face and goes directly to the panim, and the two holes of the nose are the two prophets of truth, the mouth, the king's daughter, in which there's the language of study, which is the righteous, upon which it was said, as the chut hashani in your lips, which speaks beauty in the Torah, the mouth includes all of it, from it the voice and speech, which are vavke, from it the falsehood, which is hey, as thin pay, mouth, which is concealed with yud, instilled in the name of the Creator. And because of that, the thin string is of your lips, speaks beauty. Your neck as the ivory tower is the Jerusalem, upon which it was said the David's tower as your neck, the Kohanim, Leviim in Israel are built as Talpiot, which is the righteous, is the pillar that is all turned to, as Shekhinah is certainly Jerusalem. Its jewelry is the three forefathers. Its beads are the two pillars of truth. Your neck is the Torah. Your jewelry are 248 mitzvot. Its beads and charms are the appointees to the 365 you shall not do, which protect him. And when the neck rises in her jewelry towards the groom, several beautiful scents rise in her, as it's written, who rises from the desert? This is Mount Sinai, which is the neck of the world. It is adorned with myrrh. This is the crater upon which it was said, I shall go to the mountain of myrrh. And Levona is the holy moon upon which it was said, and upon the hill of Levona, from all the dust of Rochel is a righteous, which is included in everything. Your neck is the verbal Torah. This is the teaching from Moses from Sinai. It is scented with myrrh, he said, more, and Levona, Libun of the Halacha, and all the dust of the peddler is the righteous who has all the types and illuminates to the Torah that is verbal, and it adorns with all the jewelry, Jerusalem, which is the neck of the world, the Creator surrounds her. As it is written, and I shall be the speech of the Lord, the pillar of the wall of fire around, and he hugs her with two arms, as it is written, his left under my arm, and his right shall hug me. And the hands of the queen is the holy bride. They're all inscribed in the name Havaya like this, in Kaf Yud, in five fingers of the hay, in the arm of her Vav, in her shoulder hay, and in her shoulder she is depicted in several drawings as the branches, which are the tree of life. As it's written, she is the tree of life to those who hold her, and her supporters are happy. His right was given the written Torah, in his left, the verbal Torah. Where were they given? On the two tablets. As it was said, both your breasts are as two ofarim, they're the twins of kids. And these are the written Torah, which were given in two arms, which are six joints. And where were they given? In your two tablets, which are your two breasts. And they are Yud Yud in the form of Zayin. And in them, it's narrow, it's written, Vayitze, and he created. And these are the virgins of the youth, that is the verbal Torah, which is written in there. And her groom, that which was said, virginity was not found for the youth, and it was punished 100 silvers and 100 blessings, and she shall not be to a woman, he will not be able to send her to exile all his days. The praise of the body is your height, which was similar to a date. And one who knows the measure of her height inherits the next world, which is Vav, as it was said, the spring of Israel, Yudke Vavke. The spring, which is the level of her measure. This is the measure of the righteous, upon which it is said, a righteous as a palm shall blossom. And it was said of her, and he will come to her with 12 springs of water and 70 dates, and with 12 eyes that were 12 joints that are six, and the arms of six thighs, and his arms are rolls of gold filled with tarshish. What is tarshish? Trei, 2, 6, and two arms that are six joints, and six others and two arms, and two legs. Those two legs are the middle, the pillars six, and those are 12 water fountains, 70 dates, which are the righteous shall blossom like the palm. And these are the five fingers of the hand, and the three chapters, and also Chai 18, which are two legs, which are Ein Bet, 70, which are 70 palms, two righteous that will blossom like a date. And it's written of them, how beautiful are your shoes in a generous one, the shoes that are the shoes of the holiday and of the Passover. And you should not see in the shoes of the weekday that are Seor and Chametz. And this is what the Creator said to Moshe, remove your shoes from your feet as the contribution of the weekday should not be done in the weekday, and it should not be shown during the week, as and the way of holiness, which is the work of the priests. And also the fire of the weekday should not be seen on the Sabbath before the fire of holiness, as they are all weekdays and the others are holy. And before that, he commanded the one who differentiates between holiness and weak and unholy. And this Zion is the divinity which emerges in all her adornments and implies and what employs on her in the finger. Observe Zion, which is our times. And the groom emerges adorned with her, and it said, come out, the daughters of Zion, and the king Solomon, and the adornments that were adorned by his mother on the day of his marriage, the day of his happiness. His marriage, the upper Shekhinah, the joy of his heart, the lower Shekhinah. The day of them too is the middle pillar. Rabbi Shimon, after all, the bride adorns towards her husband, which is Havaya, the son of the king. The seventh correction. This is the 27th correction. This is Bereshit Bara Elokim, Bereshit Abba Ve'ima, Havaya, our God, Bara Havaya, the son of Abba Ve'ima, Elokim, the daughter, upon which it was said, a man, his mother, and his father you shall fear. Respect your father and your mother. Your father is the creator, your mother is the Shekhinah. Her fear is in the mitzvot you shall not do. Her glory is in the mitzvot you shall do. And all those who observe the mitzvot you shall do, it was said about, for those who honor me, I shall honor. And those who transgress upon you shall not do, it was said about, and those who despise me will be cursed. Rabbi Shimon said, Rabbi, Rabbi, and what is glory and despising to the Creator in the mitzvot of you shall do and you shall not do? Certainly, when the divinity is in exile, each who does a mitzvah to raise it from exile, as if he honors the Creator. A king who has a quarrel with the queen, and he departed her from his palace, and she goes to her neighbors, and whoever accepts her in his home, respects her, certainly respects the king, and brings peace between her and her husband. After all the honor that he does for her, he does for the king. As if the king was angry at her one time or twice, he will have peace with her, and he will bring her back to her home. And he asks her, who honored you, or who despised you? Or did they dispel you to another kingdom? Also the Creator dispelled the Shekhinah and threw her from his home. As it is written, and your sins I shall send her with you. And all who honor her in exile honors the Creator. Or one who disregards her disregards the Creator. And because of this, those who honor me I shall honor, and those who disregard me I shall disregard. Even though the Creator sold her in the sins of her son in the fourth exile, he protects her and will pay her off. And the secret of the matter, one will sell his daughter to a man's daughter to his ama. She will not come a servant, but she will come out free. Because in his first exile, when she did not have her husband, which is her Torah, her freedom, she did not emerge as free. She came out in haste as a servant who runs from his master and has no bill of freedom. But there is the last redemption where her husband is free, and she will not come out in haste and not as a servant. As it was said, we were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, but we'll come out as free. And because of this, a man will sell his daughter to Amma, she will not emerge as the exodus of the slaves. And how do we know that the Torah is freedom, as it is written, and the letter is the letter of God, which is etched on the tablets, and she will have it in the last redemption, the freedom from the angel of death, and will not be the Messiah, the son of Ephraim, which is the freedom from the enslavement of Malchuyot, and she will have freedom from her sons and from all the inflictions of the world and of the multitude of masses in Israel, which are from the side of that youth and from the holy throne. Even though they were obliged in several sins, as it was said, the son of David does not come until the generation that is completely rewarded or completely demerited will come. And it's written, her husband saw her that he will meant to, and he will free her. And all of this is in exile, and he will govern and sell her to exile because she was soul there. And will one sell his daughter to his ama? This is the holy soul that was sold, his body to the ama. And it's written that a handmaid will inherit her mistress. And when the body will emerge from the body, the soul will emerge like the emergence of the slaves, that the souls are common with the lower body. And their pleasure is not but to engage in the next world, in the Torah, which is for the next world, freedom from the angel of death, but to inherit this world. And because the soul which engaged in the Torah will not emerge like the exodus of the Egypt, of the slaves that came out in pressure, like the soul of the people of the land, but as a servant, but they will come out as free from the angel of death. The eighth correction is 28. Bereshit is Be'er-shit. There are two. One well was dug by the ministers. They took her by the people, which were the well that were they fought about, and the second one they did not fight about. The well that was fought about was the verbal Torah, which was said, and they fought with the shepherds of Gad and the shepherds of Isaac to say, these water, and these are hardened, and these despise these, and these purify, and these defile. These prohibit, and these qualify. These permit, and these prohibit. The six sides he created. Barashit, the ninth correction. This is correction 29. Bereshit, he created six sides of prohibition and permission, like we say. And it's written, now he will grow the force of the Creator. And it is 28 letters of the deed of Bereshit. And this is the force of the wise disciples that we will dig another well, and they did not fight over it, which is halacha from Moshe from Sinai, reception from Moshe from Sinai. And because it, Moshe was told by the Creator at the time, there's no peace in your city, he said, and now the force of the Creator will grow. And he was said to Moshe, Moshe received Torah from Sinai, Mishnah, her handmaid, which becomes the halacha, which is the daughter of the king's clothing. And the daughter of the king is the voice of the daughter of voice from within, and the Braita is the handmaid from outside, and the two of them support the king's daughter in exile from outside. And there's the bad handmaid, which is called Sitna. It's written, her name is Sitna, the wife of the snake, which is the Satan, which is the dispute and her difficulty. And upon it was said, they will bitter their lives with hard work. And this is the question. And in the matter, this is Kal and Chomer, this is the serpentine snake. And once it's easy in the work of Israel, which her sins are easy, and once it is harsh and heavy, put aside as the burdening of the work. And the serpent who goes in hardness and dispute like the waves of the sea. Also, when a person thinks that he is in this difficulty and there's a dispute below at the end of the Mishnah, he finds it in his head. And when he thinks that he's in the head, he finds her in the end. And then he disputes the middle of the Mishnah and digs another well, which is a sentence. And upon it is the sentences of halakha, which is not a excuse, but they fought about it and they called streets over it. And these are the sentences and excuses. And these are the bricks. And this is the whitening of the halakha. And this is and in the bricks. And this is the work in the field, which is the covenant upon which it was said, he found her in the field and she cried out, the daughter, and the work is the Mishnah, and the handbraid is the second to the Braita. This is the servant in hard labor that was written about the sixth. One baby rose and said, I am young and you are elder. Bereshit bara Elokim. The tenth correction. This is the 30th correction. Bereshit bara Elokim. This is Bet Bet Aleph. And these three in the Bot that were implied in the three faces. Bereshit bara Elokim. At first the Creator created, upon which it was said, every sin that was done on a bull or a donkey is comes and kama. For a lamb on Salama, it comes Mitziah. For every loss, he says, this is Baba Batra. The argument of the bull that is in the Mishnah is this, and there is a show, and there is a show, and there is a full of a show, and a pure for. There's a donkey, and there's a donkey. And these are the side of impurity, and this is the side of purity. And Jacob said about them, I shall have a bull and a donkey. A flock is a se, a lamb, upon which it was said, se. And a servant and a handmaid, it was said about them. And a meant show is 24 and 20 begots that were causing the dependency on them. And they depend from all forefathers. The horn and the tooth and the body and the foot, which ram the horn and the tooth that is eating in embezzlement, and she breaks all her body. There are no kelim but the wise disciples. A donkey is harsh in the matter of the Mishnah, and a wise disciple who controls it says that he is poor and he rides on a donkey. And what controls him? A wondrous wise and a Rav who controls him. And another one is a donkey rider behind him in the matter of the Mishnah. And another bull rams him in hardness and bites them and settles upon them and breaks them. And this is the dispute. And in the foot he breaks the vessels. And because of this, in the bull and the donkey, who are the appointees of Esau and Ishmael, they will come riding upon them two messiahs who control them. And those authors of the Mishnah governed them. And upon them, Jacob said, I shall have a bull and a donkey who controls them in the Talmud and Midrashim. And in the knots of the Tefillin and Tzitzit, he controls them, as they are meant to spoil, as it was said of them, and they will bitter their lives in harsh labor, in matter and bricks. Immediately a voice emerged and said, leave the baby and he will rise to his place. After all, 60 halachot, which are 60, are the kingships that are dependent in the air, and he comes to raise them to their place. He immediately blossomed and they didn't see a thing. Rabbi Shimon said, certainly this is a baby who suckles from the breast of his mother, and it's a lad who governs ships in the sea, which are the wise disciples who go in the sea of the Torah in four spirits, upon which it was said, so said Adni the Creator. From four spirits come spirit. Therefore, other spirits come from the side of the Satan that come with a difficulty in dispute, which drown ships, which are the wise disciples in the sea of the Torah, and they cannot come out of there. And the wheels rise and descend in them. At the time being, the baby descends and opened and said, Rabbi Shimon, open your mouth in the Torah. As it was said, your mouth is Sinai. The voices and falsehoods that emerge from your mouth, it was said about, and all the people see the voices and the torches and the voice of the shofar and the mountain of smoke, and they all listen to your speech, the upper ones and the lower ones, which are the 600,000 of the upper seminary and the 600,000 of the lower seminary. And you are in the form of the image of your master. As while he opened in Anochi, a bull did not ram, a lion did not roar, a bird which is an eagle did not blossom. And all the armies that are dependent from them on the holy throne, and a person to sit on the throne, which is the Creator, he listens to your words. Because the queen, the Torah, which is the holy Torah, is hers, it rises in your mouth. Correction 11. This is the 30th correction. He immediately opened and said, Bereshit, Barashit, and these are 6 days. Bara Elohim, the Creator created. What is Elohim? The seventh day. And the secret of the matter, all the rivers go to the sea, and the sea is not full. The upper ones heard, the fish who acquire in the sea of the Torah, upon which it was said, there are beasts and there are no number, little animals with big ones. And they are all roaring for their kill, and the Shekhinah was said about, it would be give as hunt for her home and law for her daughters. All the rivers go to the sea, and these are seven, which are seven young girls that are worthy to give to the Holy Mother, which is Bathsheba. The sea of the Okeanu, of the ocean, which is called an ocean because all the water and the types of fish and creatures which are not there his will come and enter him. He engorges them outwards. And this is where they return to go, and this is where the Noah's ark where they received from one other kind that was commanded by the Creator. And because of this, all the rivers, which are the wise disciples, all engage in Torah. They go to the sea and want to enter with her. And she does not receive them within her, but those who are commanded by the Creator to enter with her, which are 70 shepherds, and the tribes that which emerge from her, and all who come from her side, and intermingle with them, he would receive them, and they would mingle within him. But the others he does not receive. And from there they return to go. Certainly, this hay is the sea, his river, Vav. All of these who inherit the souls from the sea and his river with fear and love of Yud-Kei, he receives them. And the others, which are not part of the Creator, he does not receive them. And he rejects them from there to return to go. They all rose and blessed him and said, the mouth of the Shekhinah, Sinai, Sinai, the ears merit those who hear these matters from your mouth. We have that concluded the corrections of the Zohar.
Corrections of Zohar, Tikkun HaZohar. Benzi, is he here? All right, we'll pass it on to him. Yes. Oh, and we have time. And we'll continue with the writings of Bala Sulam.